Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already December 13th and 14th, mid-December. Thanksgiving now has come and gone, and now, of course, we're on to the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays, and hopefully everybody is getting ready. I know it can be a stressful time when you're trying to do your job, be with your family, plus the added pressures perhaps of buying gifts and things like that. And so I just want to ask everybody to take a deep breath. I also want to do a shout out for the Concord Police Department. On November 30th, we had the Arthritis Jingle Bell Race, which raised over $17,000 for the Arthritis Foundation of Northern New England, a great race. Done in Concord, it began and end around the Runlet School, but we had to modify the course on almost at the spur of the moment on Sunday, November 30th, and I just big shout out to the Concord Police for working with us in a very enthusiastic way. Now, speaking of the Jingle Bell races, there was one last weekend in Freeport, Maine, but this weekend, as you're listening to this, if you go on Cool Running, you'll see that there's another Jingle Bell run scheduled for Portsmouth. So those of you in the listening audience that are in the Portsmouth area, you may want to partake in the Jingle Bell run that takes place in Portsmouth. Here we are, 14 months since the first public exchange, and healthcare.gov from a Delta Dental perspective is going well. We have about 1,500 individuals in New Hampshire that have purchased individual dental insurance through the public exchange, healthcare.gov, and as well as we created a private exchange called deltadentalcoversme.com, and over 5,000 individuals have purchased dental insurance through our private exchange, deltadentalcoversme.com. And if you're interested in learning more about those strategies and why we did that, my book, There Are No Do-Overs, appears in Gibson's right here in Concord, and you can get it as well on Amazon.com. And it's actually not your typical boring business book because the co-author is Dave Cowens, a basketball player, so we have some sports anecdotes in there. And there's a lot of similarities between successful sports franchises and successful businesses. Now, the Northeast Delta Dental Radio affords me the opportunity to feature community partners. And this weekend, again, the 13th and 14th, is Mark Foynes and Jerry Madden, both from the Friends program. And welcome, gentlemen. Thank you for spending a weekend with me in mid-December. I'm sure you're very busy, so thank you for coming into the studio.
Well, thank you for having
Tom.
So, Jerry, let's start with you. You've been executive director for 8 years. I think it's important probably to level set the audience and tell us what exactly is the Friends Program? When was it founded? You know, what your mission statement is and so forth.
Sure. The Friends Program has been in existence since 1975, so we are about to hit our 40-year anniversary mark, which is a big day for us. It began with one program, a youth mentoring program back in the mid-70s. It was formed at that time by a gentleman by the name of Rich Maxson, who was looking for opportunities for kids that were in the juvenile justice system back in the 70s, where there's very little other opportunities, diversion programs and the like. So he really put this in. He took a model out of Denver, Colorado, and got it up and running here in Concord. And we've taken that on since that time. There's been a pretty good shift in there in some way because, like I said, initially it was for kids that were already in the juvenile justice system and were already in difficult situations, to say the least. We've moved forward towards more what I'd consider a preventative type of approach, which is now we deal with kids that I'm not a big fan of using the at-risk term for them, but these are kids that can benefit from mentoring opportunities from adults and older teenagers in the area here to give them you know, a good positive outlook on where their future would be. They're encouraging. They're truly under our name, the Friends Program. It's really to be their friend and supporter. They're not directing them how to do things. They're not trying to make them be something they may not be, but really just encourage them to make the most out of what they can. And bigger thing is to expose them to opportunities that maybe they otherwise would not be able to do.
And the older I get, the more I see the importance of mentoring in general. You know, I write about this in my book, and also one of my education buddies, Fred Bramante, is actually establishing a program called 10,000 Mentors. And essentially, those of us who have had some, maybe some professional success in life, I think most of us would be the first to acknowledge that there was some wise veteran mentor that helped us along the way. So it's great to hear this. Now, Mark, you've been development director at the Friends Program. So tell us a little bit about your history.
Well, I'm delighted to be affiliated with such a great organization that does so much good here in the Concord area. And we're delighted to be here in mid-December. We're in the midst of our annual giving campaign. So having the opportunity to reach out to the community and, you know, tell our story and, you know, how their support of our mission is just, you know, truly wonderful. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So why don't you, let's get the contact information out, both the phone number and the Friends Program website.
Yeah. For folks who would like to make an online secure donation, they can visit us at friendsprogram.org, or they can call me directly at 228-7604. For someone wanting to get involved as a volunteer, as Jerry said, we are a volunteer-driven organization. We have nearly 900 volunteers, certainly over 800 volunteers, and could use more. If you'd like to get involved, you can also call our general number, which is 228-1193.
Thank you. Now, the mission statement, the Friends Program strengthens communities by building relationships that empower people, encourage community service, and restore faith in the human spirit, building relationships, restoring hope. I really like that. And of course, Jerry, you talked about youth mentoring, but you have three other categories at least. You have emergency housing, foster grandparents, and retired and senior volunteer program, sometimes called RSVP. So why don't you take each one of those three and expand upon it?
Certainly. The Emergency Housing Program is a homeless shelter for families located right here in Concord. We are able to serve eight families at any given time, and we pretty much serve eight families every single day. Our typical number of residents staying with us is in the low to mid-20s, depending on the family composition. But again, it is a family shelter, homeless shelter. We are the only family homeless shelter in Merrimack County. And we've been in existence since 1980, so we've been in this for quite a while. The need for housing for people, I think most folks are some sense of understanding what that is. What we like to think that sets us a little bit apart in what we try to do, even though we are a transitional facility, we're an emergency shelter, we try to provide anyone coming into our program, and we do believe it is a program, with some case management, some encouragement, some direction to try to get them taking care of some things that otherwise are maybe impediments to them seeking employment or housing. And we've had a pretty good amount of success with that over the last few years, so we're proud of that. Two other programs we have are both federally funded programs, primarily federally funded programs. The Foster Grandparent Program is a program for seniors and is for really lower income seniors. If they are eligible income-wise, what we do is find a place to match them through. And there's a number of folks in the New Hampshire. We are the statewide sponsor, I should say that as well. Go into a classroom in first grade or second grade or even kindergarten, and someone will say, well, that's Grammy so-and-so. In all likelihood, that is a foster grandparent. These are folks, they are not educators by profession, but what they are caring seniors that go into these schools. They are looking to work at least 15 hours a week. And they go into schools, daycare centers, and preschools, and they assist teachers with giving some little additional help for some of these kids. As a part of that, they receive a very modest stipend for hour, $2.65 an hour. We are also always looking for more folks as well for that. That same number Mark gave, the 228-1193, is a great way to get into us if someone's interested in that. We are the statewide sponsor for that.
And the foster grandparent is actually working on a one-to-one basis, you know, with the school. So the teachers must really love having these wise veteran people in the classroom. And I know we've had prior shows here where we've had City Year and the importance. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I understand those are younger folks, you know, mentoring students primarily in Manchester. But the idea that a teacher can be supported, you know, by a foster grandparent to provide that one-on-one is fantastic. And before you move on to the third category, I want to get back to the emergency housing. We've had prior shows here where we've talked about the homelessness, you know, situation in Concord, and certainly it's not as daunting as some of the other communities across the United States, but people don't realize that it's a real issue in Concord. So what have you seen as the trends? Is there more need for this sort of transitional emergency housing, have you seen over the past year, let's say?
Yeah, I think there's a I've always struggled with sort of getting my hands around what the numbers are, because they are moving. It's a moving target.
And we did, and we understand that. We did explain that at a prior show, so go ahead.
Right. I think what we're seeing more are, due to the difficulties in the economy, the ability for, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, someone may have been able to get some kind of employment. Even if folks are in a position to get employment, it's usually lower or wage-earning jobs, and it can be seasonal by nature. These, as I said, we deal with families. They are sometimes one lower-than-average paycheck away, or one medical situation, or one car problem away for where they can't pay their rent or pay their utility bills, and then the downslide starts to happen. We see that on a very regular basis. They also are dealing with, very often, families where there may be some medical issues that are complicating the situations there, and again, because of the low income status, if there's there, they're in a tough place. I'm not so sure it's increased as much as it's just become a little more visible to where we are, because the options are so limited now for people. The average stay for people coming to our shelter is 3 to 4 months.
And it's interesting you use the term that I like to say, is that we're all sort of, some of us are all one paycheck away for needing the service of emergency housing or the friendly kitchen from a mm-hmm. you know, food perspective. And I think things really, since the economy, you know, tanked in 2008, I don't think it's ever really fully recovered. And all of us, like you say, whether it's a serious medical condition, you know, your car breaking down, or you lose your job, that any one of us could find ourselves in that situation. Okay, back to Mark. We've got a minute before the first break. Why don't you give out the contact information, and you can start a little bit with what you have planned for anniversary, and then we'll pick that up after commercial break.
Okay, great. Again, the contact info is friendsprogram.org. My direct line is 228-7604. And, you know, in our actual anniversary date is January 15th. We're still kind of fleshing out at the leadership level what some of our specific plans are. So we hope to be able to check back with you in a little bit.
Okay, we'll return with Mark and Jerry, and we'll talk more about the 40th anniversary celebration. Tom Raffio, please stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service, so enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio on this December 13th and 14th. And with me is Jerry Madden, who's the executive director of the Friends Program, and Mark Foynes, who's the development director. And Jerry offline was telling me he used to be involved with Concord Police. And as you heard before the commercial break, I gave a big, huge shout out to the Concord Police for their great help in making sure that the November 30th Arthritis Jingle Bell Run went off so smoothly. They were terrific. Want to give them a huge shout out for sure. And speaking of the Jingle Bell Run, if you're listening to this, there is one more, and that is in Portsmouth this weekend. So just go on Cool Running NEDeltaDental.com, and you can get the information, and you can support the Arthritis Foundation, which, in case you don't know, one out of five people, and this includes youth, suffer from various forms of arthritis. So Jerry explained the sort of the four categories of the Friends Program: youth mentoring, emergency housing, foster grandparents, and retired and senior volunteer programs. So Jerry, can you just briefly say on each four of those how those programs are funded, and then I'm going to get back to Mark to talk about the 40th anniversary celebration.
Sure. All of our programs benefit from some general community support donations from various groups. We also are very fortunate to receive United Way support for all these programs, and we're very grateful for that as well. Our emergency housing program, the main bulk of the funding for that is through the state of New Hampshire Bureau of Homeless and Housing. There is some pass-through money from the federal government, but it is all managed through the state. And we also receive funding through the city of Concord, and they've been very generous for our shelter for years and years and years. Our retired senior volunteers and foster grandparents are primarily federal funded, because that money comes out of the Corporation for National Service, which is again out of DC. The lion's share of the funding for those come from those, but again, we benefit from all the other ones I mentioned as well.
Thank you. This is New Hampshire after all, so I always get asked that question. So, Mark, why don't you give us the contact information, because I'm sure we've inspired some people to write some checks. So why don't you give us that contact information?
Yep. It's friendsprogram.org. 228-1193 is our general number. You can reach me directly at 228-7604. And for anyone who would like to write a check donated to the Friends Program, that can be mailed to 202 North State Street, right here in Concord, 03301.
Great. Okay, so before the commercial break, you were talking about on or about January 15th, the Friends Program is celebrating its 40th anniversary, and that's when I know the flagship program, the youth mentoring program, was founded. So tell us what you have in mind, and I'm hoping you're using that as an opportunity to even increase further donations.
Any kind of milestone anniversary like this is an opportunity to look back, to celebrate, where we came from and what we've accomplished in the meantime, and to celebrate how we've evolved. We'll be doing an awful lot through our website, friendsprogram.org. We also have a Facebook presence, so if you like us on Facebook, you'll also get in your news feed some of these retrospective looks back.
Tough to say.
It is tough to say. And actually, I have in my hand a Concord Monitor clipping that was sent to us by our founder, Rich Maxton. Headline is "Friends to Offer Alternative for Troubled Concord Youths." And it's a fairly extensive article about how the community was involved in really coming together and addressing the fact that juvenile delinquency was becoming an increasing problem. The Friends Program is a local grassroots solution to a problem that was recognized 40 years ago. It's certainly to a degree still with us today. But as I said, it gives us a chance to celebrate not just where we came from, but also to acknowledge how we've evolved. Youth mentoring isn't just for kids who are in trouble or about to get in trouble. Youth mentoring is for kids who have been referred to us by a school, a parent. There are many points of entry for a kid who comes into the program. There's no lack of youth who would like to have a friend mentor. What we do truly need are volunteers who are willing to step forward and make a difference in a young person's life, but also feel the tremendous pride that comes with making that kind of a difference. So for anyone who wants to get involved, again, it's 228-1193.
And I think you make a good point. It isn't just youths who are sort of in a stressful situation. I think all of us need mentors. And I think we can probably preempt some of the troubles that might appear if you have a trusted advisor. And I keep doing the research, and again, I mentioned this in my book, but all successful people all point to that when they were young, you know, they had a mentor, and that includes, you know, making sure that they take the challenging academic courses in school, but also just kind of general, you know, life skills.
Yeah, and just to put a human face on the youth mentoring program, we refer to junior friend mentor matches relationships as matches. We have one match up in the Sunapee area. There was a youngster who, when he was 8 years old, lost his father. And his mother, you know, in addition to having to cope with her own grief, saw her son just, you know, devolve into a real deep funk. There was a guidance counselor at this young person's school and said, "Hey, why don't you look into the Friends program?" And so we matched this youngster up with a mentor who came in through some of our volunteer recruitment efforts. And 4 years later, you know, the kid is thriving. He and his mentor do all sorts of great things together. They climb mountains. They build tree houses. And it's truly, truly, you know, a wonderful thing to see a relationship like that, you know, begin at a certain point and evolve. And in some cases, our matches last. As Jerry said, we require only a one-year commitment, but usually after 1 year, mentors find it to be so rewarding that they continue on. We have some matches that last 3, 4, 5, 10 years. Actually, I heard one of our volunteers refer to, you know, being in that kind of relationship for that long as an opportunity to usher a young person into adulthood. And that just, you know, really kind of...
So it's really a symbiotic relationship. It's equally rewarding for the mentor as well as the mentee.
Mentor one child, enrich two lives.
Love that expression. I'll have to steal it. Now, that article that you refer to that Rich, your founder, sent in, what was the date of that?
That was January 18th, 1975.
Wow. Now, is Rich still involved?
We hear from him periodically.
Rich left the Concord area and went up, and he and his wife began a youth program in Vermont.
Oh, nice.
He's just, in the last year or two, he's relocated to South Carolina. I've never met him personally. I've been with the Friends almost 8 years, but like clockwork, I get a call from him every year, and we go through things, and he follows us from afar. And as I said, he pulled out the archives and sent us a whole box of clippings and different things. So he's involved and he's interested in it. And it's like anything else. It's once you're that engaged in it, like he was, it's hard to totally walk
right.
away.
And it's great to stay in touch. And it's also, I'm glad that you're a student of history too. I know in my own company, Northeast Delta Dental, a few years ago when we celebrated our 40th anniversary, now it's up to 50, but we brought back some of the founding father dentists, and many of whom now have passed away since then, and mm-hmm. and they just, their eyes just brighten. So I'm sure that Rich gets great pleasure to know how thriving the Friends program is. So let's get back to you, Mark, in terms of what can we do as a community to support the Friends even more. We can write checks, we can get involved in as a volunteer and as a mentor. What else can we do?
Those are the primary ways. Certainly financial support, and my bias is development director, that's my side of the coin. But at the same time, getting involved as a volunteer, whether it been with any or all of the programs that we offer, as a volunteer organization, you know, that is key to what we do. And I'm not a big numbers guy, but I was just looking at some of our statistics. I mentioned that we have 800 plus volunteers across the four programs. Last year alone, they contributed 208,000 hours of service in classrooms, one-on-one with youth, helping out in the homeless shelter. 208,000 hours is an awful lot to get your head around.
Yeah, New Hampshire is great about that. Yeah. Volunteer hours. So let's get that contact information, because I also know that people do want to write some checks.
202 North State Street, Concord, New Hampshire, 03301, or you can donate securely online via PayPal through our website, friendsprogram.org.
And if someone's writing a manual check, they just make it out to the Friends program.
Correct.
So, Jerry, while I have you as well, I just want to thank you for your many years of service with the Concord Police, and I'm sure you see what I see, that everything ties together, whether it's, you know, the friendly kitchen, whether it's all the other homelessness organizations, all kind of fits together in my work with education, the importance of mentoring. So thank you for your leadership with the Friends Program. And Mark, thank you for being development director. Again, friendsprogram.org. Tom Raphael will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.